Russia said Tuesday that Ukraine's decision to impose martial law after Russian forces seized three Ukrainian ships and their crew in the Black Sea could lead to a flare-up in hostilities in eastern Ukraine. Ukraine's parliament voting Monday to approve martial law in 10 of the country's 27 regions beginning on Wednesday. And President Petro Poroshenko saying martial law in areas close to the Russian border will go into effect 9 a.m. local time on Wednesday.
Як президент, як верховний головнокомандувач Збройних сил України,
Poroshenko saying martial law will help strengthen Ukraine's defense capabilities amid increasing aggression and, according to international law, a cold act of aggression by the Russian Federation. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley condemning Russia for its outrageous violation of sovereign Ukrainian territory. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort breaking his plea agreement with U.S. federal prosecutors by lying to investigators, according to Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office. Manafort, who faces up to 10 years in prison for various financial crimes, had agreed to cooperate with investigators looking into possible collusion between the president, Donald Trump's campaign, and Russian meddling in the 2016 election. But Mueller's office saying Manafort broke his promise and also broke federal law with crimes and lies. A bombing in Afghanistan killing three American troops. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The Taliban are claiming responsibility for the bombing in eastern Ghazni province. The military says three troops were killed, three others wounded, along with an American contractor. Another soldier died over the weekend in a firefight with Al-Qaeda militants. The military now says it appears Afghan forces accidentally killed Sergeant Leandro Jasso.
This is VOA News. In the Somali capital, Mogadishu, at least 15 people, including a cleric, were killed Monday in a suicide car bombing at a religious center. Witness Muhammad Ali saying that he heard the explosion in front of his shop and saw many people lying on the ground. The insurgency Al-Shabaab claiming responsibility, insisting the cleric had insulted the Prophet Muhammad. A separate bombing in the city left at least three dead. The British Parliament scheduled to vote December 11th on Prime Minister Theresa May's plan for Britain's future relations with the European Union once it leaves the EU March 29th. Among those skeptical of the plan is Justine Greening. Ms. May's former education secretary who spoke during parliamentary debate.
How can the Prime Minister reassure the House that this debate we're about to have now on her deal is based on facts and evidence, and not more false promises to the British people, which, when broken subsequently, will damage trust in our democracy even more?
The plan has serious opposition among members of the ruling Conservative Party, along with those in the opposition. The other 27 members of the EU quickly voted approval of the deal over the weekend. UN envoy Martin Griffiths is in Riyadh as part of international efforts to get the warring sides in Yemen to the peace table. Those talks are expected to be held next month in Sweden. Fighting for the vital port of Hodeida has eased ahead of the planned talks. U.S. President Donald Trump telling supporters at a political rally late last night that his administration has no intention of allowing Central American migrants who travel to the U.S.-Mexico border to enter the U.S. His comments coming a day after clashes in the area around the San Ysidro border crossing that divides the U.S. city of San Diego and Tijuana, Mexico. A group of migrants had been peacefully protesting long wait times for their asylum claims to be heard when some of the migrants split off and tried to breach the border. U.S. Border Patrol agents responded with tear gas to repel the group. And earlier yesterday, President Trump spoke to the reporters.
First of all, the tear gas is a very minor form of the tear gas itself. It's very safe. These are people, they call them grabbers. They grab a child because they think they're going to have a certain certain status by having a child.
Trump praising the work of Border Patrol agents and the members of the U.S. military. Britain's Prince Harry offering support to Zambia in efforts to boost its dwindling elephant population. As president of the animal conservation charity, African Parks, this is VOA News.
This is Border Crossings.